If it's happening outdoors, it's happening right here on Fox 103. The Outdoor Show has it all. Tune in for tips, tricks, stories, and how-tos. The Outdoor Show with Adam Carpenter and your friends at today's new hit country, Fox 103.
Joining us again on The Outdoor Show, Bob Ross from Top Gun Kennels. Bob, welcome back.
Thanks, Adam. Glad to be here.
I'm glad you decided to come back and talk a few more dog training tips with us. What are we going to talk about today?
Today we're going to talk about a puppy. What you get when you pick a puppy. And we've already talked about one time about how to go about that process. Mm-hmm. When you get a puppy, you get trouble. You know, you read all of the books about, we happen to raise Gordon Setters, and part of the book tells you that they're docile, and a puppy's a puppy's a puppy. Puppies are going to chew. Puppies are going to be underfoot. I tell my wife and daughter, if you don't want your shoes chewed up, don't leave them on the floor. Puppies do that. Puppies make messes in the house. Puppies bark. But the nice thing about a puppy, once you've bonded to that dog, and it's easy with a puppy, if you've done the socialization right, if you've done the other things that we've talked about right, the dog will be your buddy forever. Mm-hmm. And training becomes much easier. The downside is you don't know what the finished product's going to be. You don't even have a look at it. It's a guessing game. Sometimes even when you pick the best breed, mm-hmm. or the best characteristics, mm-hmm. That doesn't mean you won't get a good dog.
Well, I think that's exciting too. To think
sure it
about.
Is.
You know, the idea that you are going to roll the dice a little bit.
Yeah, sure.
But you're going to have a lot of control over the success or the accomplishments of that dog in the end.
That's right. So, and if you do it right,
that's satisfying.
Every time you watch that puppy do something, you're going to be able to say, I taught him that. and it's a lot of fun.
All right. Well, anything else you want to add about this particular dog training tip? Or just, it's basically you're advising someone on a mindset going into this.
Right. And I think I'm going to do a lot of talking about that, because I think dog training and socialization, we have a lot of ideas out there that are old wives' tales, mm-hmm. that aren't necessarily true.
Okay.
And it's a lot of what you do is what you think. It's a thought process you go through to get to the end.
Okay. Well, we'll look forward to more dog training tips. What are we going to talk about next time?
We're going to talk next time about a started dog, the advantages and disadvantages of that.
Okay. Well, Bob Ross from Top Gun Kennels joining us here on The Outdoor Show, only on Fox 103.